Chapter 4. An Odd Mixture. In fact, Ichabod Crane was an odd mixture of cleverness and innocence. His hunger for the fantastic was quite extraordinary, and this hunger had only increased by his residence in this mysterious region. No tale was too gross or monstrous for the schoolmaster of Sleepy Hollow. After school was dismissed, it was often his delight to reread old Mather's frightening tales. He would stretch himself out on the thick bed of grass that bordered the little brook beside the schoolhouse. There, he would happily read for hours. He read until the gathering dusk of evening made the printed page too difficult to see. Then he made his way back to the farmhouse, where he happened to be staying that week. Usually, he had to walk through swamp and stream and woods, and every sound of nature made him jump and scream in fear. He closed his eyes at the call of the whippoorwill from the hillside. He shivered at the cry of the tree toad. He bit his tongue at the hoot of the screech owl. The sudden movement in the bushes of a flock of tiny birds filled his imagination with fearful ideas. Even tiny fireflies, which sparkled most brightly in the darkest places, haunted him. Now and then, one of uncommon brightness would stream across his path, causing the respected schoolmaster a paralysis of fright. On such occasions, after he regained his ability to breathe, he had only one response: either to drown out his nervous thoughts or to drive away evil spirits, Ichabod Crane would sing psalm tunes. And so the good people of Sleepy Hollow were often disturbed as they sat by their doors in the evening. They would always stop and wonder when they heard his off-key nasal melody. Sweet psalm sayings often came floating along the dusky road like the ghost of a mortally injured goose. Another of the schoolmaster's sources of fearful pleasure was to pass long winter evenings with the old wives of Sleepy Hollow. They would sit and spin wool by the fire. A row of apples would be roasting and spluttering along the fireplace. The sweet, woody scents of cinnamon and other spices would fill the room. Ichabod's stomach would grumble in hunger, and he would listen to the wives' fantastic tales of ghosts and monsters. He would hear about the haunted fields, the haunted brooks, the haunted bridges, and the haunted houses. He took particular interest in stories of the headless horseman. In return, he would delight the old wives with his knowledge of witchcraft. He would scare them with speculations about shooting stars. And the alarming fact that the world did absolutely spin around caused a terrible fright in everyone. Needless to say, Crane took great pleasure in all this fantastic talk. He felt safe in a snug, warm home in front of a crackling wood fire. Of course, no ghost would dare to show its face in such a place. However, this pleasure vanished completely during the walk home. What fearful shapes and shadows fell across his path? With a terrified look, he eyed every ray of light streaming across the fields from some distant window. How often was he alarmed by some shrub covered with snow because he imagined it was a ghost? How often did he jump in fright at the crunch of his own steps on the frosty snow beneath his feet? How often did he dread to look over his shoulder in fear of seeing some evil being following close behind him? And how often was he thrown into complete dismay by some rushing blast of wind? Such blasts made him certain that the headless horseman was on his trail. All these, however, were mere terrors of the night, apparitions of the mind that walk in darkness. He had indeed seen many ghosts in his time, but they had never appeared in daylight. He had been attacked by Satan in diverse shapes while on his nighttime walks, but daylight always put an end to these evils. The schoolmaster would likely have passed a pleasant life despite the devil and all his works. He would have done so if his path had not crossed the path of the most confusing and fearful being known to man, woman.